Every once in a while, we like to check in with Joe Lunardi, and even more so when the sun is shining in through the rafters of the Palestra for a rare afternoon tip-off for a Big Five game. The busiest time of year for you, right?
Absolutely. The phone will ring off the hook today. It's Bracket Buster Saturday, so that seems to indicate to people that I might have something to say.
A lot of people, including your colleague, Pat Forty, who says Hinkle Fieldhouse is the best arena in basketball, are watching Siena at Butler today. Is that the biggest of the Bracket Buster games in your opinion?
It's the marquee matchup. I don't know that it's the most impactful in terms of the bracket. I thought Old Dominion at Northern Iowa last night was a key game, and Wichita State at Utah State tonight is a key game. I think both Siena and Butler will be in the tournament, but certainly Siena could cement itself with a win at Hinkle.
The A-10 is having a very good year, perhaps at some other conference's expense. The Pac-10 comes to mind, but how many teams do you think the A-10 is going to land into the field of 65?
Well, I think this week I wrote and set the over and under at 4.5. They've been showing as many as 6 teams in our bracket. That was probably a little bit of an anomaly, a lot of an anomaly, actually. I think the top 3, Xavier, Temple, Richmond, are as certain as you can be at this stage here in late February. And then I think the group of Charlotte, Dayton, Rhode Island, and maybe St. Louis now will get 1 or 2 from among them. Charlotte needs to win against Xavier today at home to get back in the field. Rhode Island's lost 3 in a row, so they need to beat somebody to stay in the field. And Dayton annually has to prove they can win a real game on the road.
It seems like a number of teams, not only in the Atlantic 10, but in a lot of conferences, are backing their way into this. There aren't teams that are really emerging right now.
I would agree with that to a certain extent. I think it's pretty common, Jonathan, for more teams to be playing their way out than in at this point of the year. But, you know, I think about a Northern Iowa, which only has 3 losses and won a huge game in the Bracket Busters without arguably their best player, who was suspended. So there are teams out there that are playing well. You know, Richmond is playing as well as anybody in the Atlantic 10, and most thought they would be a bubble team. So there's good basketball out there. You just have to look for it.
When you have Richmond and St. Louis are 2 examples that you've cited of teams that are on the bubble or close to it. And you also have Washington and Marquette, for example, which are major conference teams that are on the bubble or close to it. How much does the conference portion of the strength of schedule play into the final decision of who gets in?
I think conference comparisons within leagues are valuable in this day and age with unbalanced schedules. And by that I mean, you know, it's possible that a team could be 10-8 in the Big East, but actually have had a better league season than a competitor that's 11-7. You know, maybe that's a Marquette versus South Florida, let's say, or an Oklahoma State versus a Texas Tech, because one plays in the Big 12 North and has a slightly different schedule than teams in the Big 12 South. Even though there aren't official divisions in the Big 12, that's how they schedule it. I look at intra-conference schedules very, very closely, and I know now the committee does as well.
Last question. I know you've written about this a little bit, and everybody's been talking about the idea that the NCAA tournament is going to expand one of these days. What is your view of the whole debate?
From a basketball standpoint, and I've said this for years, there's no need to expand. And by that I mean, it's not like we're leaving out a potential national champion in the current format, in the current 64/65 team field. Are we leaving out teams that could win a game or two? Absolutely, and that's probably always going to be the case. But we're not leaving out, Jonathan, any team that can win 6 games. I've never heard a bubble team claim, you know, we should have gotten in because we were going to the Final Four. So that's the basketball part. The business part, I think, is does it make sense for the sport to have more tournament games, more tournament available to the public on television? And if so, at what cost to the regular season, the conference tournaments, key late season games? You know, those are the questions that are going to be answered by the business people and the marketing people. And I'd like to think that those people are smarter than you and I, and they'll make the right decision, although history would suggest that most expansions, like, you know, Caddyshack 2, don't quite live up to the original.
We wouldn't dare make an inference like that, would we?
Certainly not. What, that we're smart people?
Yeah.
Or Caddyshack 2?
Either of them.
Okay.
Great to talk to you.
Thanks.